Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914 page 315 slide. Here is the extracted text from the image. Georgia, Fulton County, State of Georgia, versus Leo M. Frank, in Fulton Superior Court. Written questions to be propounded to C.P. Stauff, a witness for the defendant in the motion for new trial pending in said case, set for hearing October 4, 1913, before Judge L.S. Roan, Judge of the Stone Mountain Circuit. 1. Q. Do you know A.H. Hensley, who served on the jury in the above-stated case at the trial commencing July 28, 1913? A. Yes. 2. Q. How long have you known him? A. About 6 or 7 years. 3. Q. During the time between the murder of Mary Fagan, as reported in the newspapers, to wit, on April 26, 1913, and the commencement of the trial of the above case, what statements, if any, did you hear Juror Hensley make in connection with Leo M. Frank, or as to who murdered Mary Fagan, or as to who was guilty of this murder, or as to how the trial of Leo M. Frank for this murder would terminate? A. About the time that Conley was reported to have made a statement, I was coming into the city on a streetcar from the home of my daughter. Hensley was also on the car. I heard him say this in reference to Leo M. Frank's guilt of the murder of Mary Fagan. I think he is guilty, and I would like to be in a position where I could help break his damn neck. 4. Q. How were these statements made? A. This statement was most positive. He was as positive as I was, and I was as positive as I could be in what I said in the conversation. 5. Q. When and where was this? A. On a College Park streetcar coming into the city. 6. Q. What is your business? A. Inspector for the Masonic Annuity, C.P. Stauff, 228.